Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And this one goes out to the parents out there. And we are extremely biased with regard to the episode today. Because, well, Gabe, you're a parent?
I almost missed. I almost came too late to the studio. Really, you had to,
you literally ran in at the last possible second to be able to make this happen today.
You had to push the interview back with our poor interview partner 5 minutes because right now, I have 3 kids. One of them is in quarantine, and that's a 2-year-old is in quarantine, and my apartment is small, so she can't leave that apartment. And my wife, who works in a school, I had to wait for her to get home, and it's just one instance of what's been a long, hard year.
It's been wildly difficult for parents.
The topic right now is burnout.
Yeah.
Parental burnout.
We have 2 areas of research that we're going to talk about today. The first, actually, let me start with the second. In a minute, we're going to check in with a Belgian researcher who has done a cross-country comparison to figure out where are parents, generally speaking, more burned out and where are they less burned out, and are there any conclusions we can draw from that?
There's a clear conclusion. Yeah. Just wait for that.
Yeah. But before that, some fresh research out of the U.S. from the Center for Disease Control. And if you want to look this up yourself, check out the numbers yourself. It's got a really long title. It's basically about how well parents fared during the pandemic and the lockdown, depending on whether their kids kept going to school or stayed home and did school remotely or did one of those hybrid systems where they, you know, went to school some days and not. And the numbers are pretty clear. And actually, just to be clear here, we're talking about kids between the ages of 5 and 12. And in the CDC's survey, about 45-46% of the parents had kids throughout the pandemic who were doing virtual only. So you got about half. And then you've got another 23%, so almost another quarter, who are doing some kind of hybrid. So you've got a lot of people in this data whose kids were home and have been home for quite a while. So what happened? Bad things happened, to the parents at least. Again, kids have suffered. That's a different topic, but we're talking about parents here. Parents of children receiving virtual instruction were more likely than parents of children receiving in-person instruction to report loss of work. Of course, financial stress is enormous. That was 43% compared to about 30%. They had more job stability concerns.
And right. This last one's a bit obvious almost. Child care challenges, 13.5% reported child care challenges versus 6.8%. That's obvious, right?
Not just obvious, but that one was like, how is it not more? You had your children home all year and it's only about, you're only
and
about
only
twice 13. As likely.
13.5% said, yeah.
I had problems. There were all sorts of other factors. Emotional distress went up by quite a bit. Difficulty sleeping. About 22% of parents who had kids doing, you know, virtual learning had sleep problems versus about 13% whose kids were still going to school. Combined instruction, you kind of split the difference with those numbers. But the data here is clear. Again, I think roughly 1,500 parents surveyed here, and the numbers are clear. If your child couldn't go to school in the last year, you had a much worse year.
And these are parents in the United States, a country that kind of is the symbol of Western culture. Now, yeah. We're going to switch gears here and speak with a researcher named Moira.
Yeah, she is based in Belgium at the UC Louvain, together with co-researcher Isabelle. They had a massive, massive project underway that involved dozens of countries around the world to figure out where are parents truly and deeply burned out and why.
Science Unscripted.
I am Moira Micolajac. I am working at the University of Louvain in Belgium as a professor and researcher, and I'm a specialist of parental burnout.
Moira, can you just tell people what the chief conclusion of your recent study on basically parental stress, parental burnout was? You looked at something like 42 countries. What was the chief conclusion that you and your co-researcher arrived at?
So the chief conclusion is that culture plays a role in parental burnout. That may seem obvious, but it was not so obvious because you could imagine that the prevalence of parental burnout would have been the same across the world, but that the reasons why people would exhaust themselves as parents would be different. But this is not what we found. We found that Western parents are six times more at risk of parental burnout than parents in the rest of the world.
And how did you figure that out?
We compared the prevalence of parental burnout across 42 countries, and then we looked at the factors that explained the difference, the differences across cultures. And so we found that parents in Western culture are six times more at risk to get exhausted than parents in the rest of the world. And then we try to look at the explanatory factors.
And what you found out is that in Western countries, parents are six times more likely to be burned out. Why? What is it about these Western countries that does that?
What are we doing wrong?
So we are not doing anything wrong, but the culture in which we are living increases pressure on our shoulders and also prevents us from some resources that are available in other countries. We don't benefit from the support of the whole village or from aunts, uncles, grandparents. Not everyone is there every day to help us. Another reason is that we raise our children so that they can live in this individualistic world, that they can perform in it. So, of course, we raise individualistic children who have their own voice and opinion about everything. Your kids, you might tell your kids, well, I have made pasta for dinner. And your child will tell you, I don't want pasta. I want this. Or you will tell your child, now it's time to go to bed, but I'm not tired. I don't want to go to bed. And you will have to start arguing about why it is so important to go to bed now and not in an hour. And so we spend a lot of time arguing, explaining our decisions. And our children spend a lot of time trying to explain us that they have different desires. They have their own wills, desires, different from ours. And so this also contributes to exhaust us as parents.
You're talking to two guys with kids who are pretty burned out, especially in times of a pandemic.
I'm absolutely burned out.
I'm hearing you. I hear what you say there. And yet I cannot just open my door and assume that my neighbors are going to, you know, watch my kids. I can't turn into an authoritarian figure where my children are going to eat what I put on the table. And I cannot, you know, encourage them to not strive for anything, because I would have to say you do have to strive for things growing up here in Germany or wherever. In your view, how do we get out of the situation? Are we in a trap? Are we just going to be burned out? Or is there something we can do?
You should try to see what you can remove from the factors that increase your stress. And if you cannot remove anything, most of the time you can, even though you don't see it right away, you have to add resources by a way or another. And these can be external resources, but it can also be internal resources. Like, for instance, not blaming yourself so much for being rude and authoritative. So there are things, little things that we can do. Sometimes we can send our kids to play in the garden, even if they don't like it, just because we need space. The situation is complicated, so we have to invent new rules, and you don't have to blame yourself for adapting yourself to the situation.
What you're saying here seems kind of hard to implement, if I'm completely honest. And I'm wondering, for the parents out there who are truly burned out and there's nothing that they can do about it, when would they know it, or when would I know that I'm so burned out that I need help? What is the thing that is really a signal that you need to go and find some help for what's going on?
So, of course, what you say suggests that you might need help, because you say, I'm totally burned out. Another signal is the increase in irritability and either violence. It may be verbal violence or physical violence to work it, or neglect. You don't take care of your kids anymore. And if you have behaviors that look so different from you, from how you were before as a father, then this is a good signal that you need help. But it depends on every parent, and you cannot see things clearly when you are in burnout. So it's totally normal that you don't see what you could do. And that's exactly why psychologists are there, because otherwise there would be no use to have psychologists.
Moira, I know your colleague, your co-researcher, Isabel, has five children. The youngest is five. I'm sure she's had a really tough time in the pandemic. Have you been affected? Is parenting burnout, is this purely an academic interest for you? Or are you a parent yourself? Is this something you're intimately connected with?
We are both parents ourselves, and I have experienced parental burnout. So it's not only a research interest, it is also a personal interest. My research stemmed from a personal interest. And I can say, and confidently say, that it is something that you can get through and recover from it. But at some point, we need help.
And that was Moira Mikolajczak talking to us from UC Louvain in Belgium. She works in the Faculty of Psychology and Educational Sciences.
And you heard her there at the end say that she has gotten over a case of burnout. So she's gone through it.
Yeah, actually, if anyone would know how...
how she's come out and she overcame it. I think that's important to hear.
Yeah.
Because if you're feeling right now anywhere near what I'm feeling, then there are times when I don't know if I'm... It's very hard right now.
Yeah, I think the only... In a weird way, it's a disadvantage, but the only advantage I had going into the pandemic is that because Gabe, you and I live abroad, and both our sets of parents are thousands of miles away from us, it's not like we were cut off from too much, you know, grandparent babysitting or things like that, but still... All the activities have been cut off. The schooling's been cut off. The ability of our children to play with other children was cut off. Everything that makes life tolerable as a parent vanished.
No, right now, my youngest daughter is in quarantine because there was a positive case at her kindergarten group, so she can't be in kindergarten, and she's inside our hole in the wall apartment until April 1st. Nonstop, a little. She's got more energy than two of me put together. It's driving me and my wife up the wall, and that's just one instance. This has been going on for over a year.
Listen to that maniacal laughter. No, it's as Moira was saying. If you get to that point, one wonderful thing about living in Germany, and I should be honest, actually, and say that twice. No, more than twice, a couple times this year, my wife and I, and let's just say one of our children, have visited what they call a Kinderberatungsstelle. This is where you go and talk to an expert and get some advice on how to parent better, and your child also gets advice on how to behave better. And we were really, really grateful for the fact that A, that thing exists here, and B, that it's just free. It's like it's waiting for you. You just make an appointment, you go show up. That helped us a lot. Mm. It helped us to get a third party to kind of weigh in on the situation. Also helped one of our children.
Yeah, and also here for the parents out there, she said if you notice that something is changing about the way you're parenting, if you're having, I don't know, thoughts of violence, if you're more irritable, then seek help. That is important.
No, and it is hard. It is hard. I have to say this child behavioral psychologist that we went to visit. I felt kind of embarrassed telling people at first that we were doing that, because of course it's like you're divulging something. You're acknowledging a problem that you have in your family that other families don't have. Of course they're dealing, you know, with the pandemic and the lockdown perfectly, but your family is the one that has the problems. No, just about every person I've talked to is having issues. And once you acknowledge the fact that you've actually sought out an expert to help you, you'd be surprised how many people ask, you know, how did you do that?
So even if it feels weird admitting that you need help, it is the right thing to do, and it is a smart thing to do.
Anything to say on that from your end? I'm sure there are a lot of parents out there who've had a very difficult year. Get in touch. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.